Forget smartphones. Cars will soon be the ultimate mobile device. Car makers are rolling out so-called in-vehicle apps that will do everything from alerting you when someone's in your blind spot to checking your Facebook updates while you drive. Here's an ad for the Chevy Cruze. It's of a 20-something getting into his car after finishing a first date.
Good evening. What would you like to do?
Facebook news feed.
First post. Jennifer French. Best first date ever.
But is it really a good idea to be that connected while driving? Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
And Paul, we asked people on Facebook that question. Should they be able to check the web while driving? And we got an emphatic no back from our followers. But it's coming. So can you describe what it looks like?
Well, a lot of cars already have computer screens. Millions of vehicles on the road here in the United States, even more abroad, that have some form of video display, usually for navigation. But even vehicles that don't have Navi screens now have some form of display. What's critical in many of these cases is that these apps are going to be working by voice. You don't want to have to be reading your Facebook or text messages. You want to listen to them. So they're integrating with the smartphone. That's your electronic connection to the world. And then, well, for example, your Facebook updates will be read to you, and you in turn will be able to speak. Simply hit a button, and it will then post to Facebook for you.
You've been at the telematics conference this week where the auto industry is discussing some of these apps. And David Strickland, administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, said, "I'm not in the business of helping people tweet better." And he warned car makers to back off this technology because it can lead to distracted driving. Do you think regulators are going to get more involved in this?
Oh, very definitely. Ray LaHood, Mr. Strickland's boss and Secretary of Transportation, has been vocal in his concerns and outright opposition to loading up the car with all sorts of electronic gizmos. Now, the reality is, as we know, people seem to want to be connected. The younger you are, it seems, the more likely you want to be connected 24/7. And so we already have a lot of these features in the car. And if the car itself doesn't do it, people may simply stick with texting and just watching out for the cops as they do it. So some folks will argue, if it's going to be something that consumers want, have it done through the car and have it done in a safer manner.
The car makers are already moving forward with this, right? They're not waiting for the regulation to tell them what they should and shouldn't do. They're putting it in the new cars.
Well, they're definitely putting a lot of technology in. And some of it's not something you would particularly oppose. For example, I spent the lunch hour yesterday talking to a gentleman who runs a company called TuneIn, and they have come up with an app that will be able to listen to internet radio as you drive. So no matter where you are in the country, for example, you'll be able to listen to this show by using an internet connection rather than a standard radio.
We like the sound of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of other features like that that are catching on.
Yeah, and a lot of safety features as well. We know OnStar can shut off your car if it's stolen or alert to somebody when you're in an accident. Are there more advanced features of that are safety related?
Yeah, significantly. Ford recently rolled out a couple of apps that they are at least looking at, one of which could actually monitor a driver or somebody else in the car to see, for example, if they are prone and perhaps going into a diabetic shock. They're also looking at something that, if you have heart problems, might be able to alert you if you are potentially getting ready to suffer a heart attack.
Wow. And I understand other car makers are looking out for drowsy driving. You're, you know, weaving out of the lines, or maybe you're distracted, and it can know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what is the app that you're most excited about?
Oh, I personally love the new technology that allows me to dial into internet radio. I just adore being able to track down a station, for example, in Paris that I like to listen to. That's a big jazz station. I'm a jazz fan. So for me, the ability to essentially listen to whatever I want, anywhere I want, is the thing that I'm most looking forward to in getting in my next car.
Paul Eisenstein, veteran automotive reporter and publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. He plans on connecting in many ways. Thank you so much for talking with us, Paul.
It's great to be with you.